The Wyoming legislature has been meeting for a couple of weeks now, and it seems very similar to past sessions. There's not going to be tax increases. There's a lot of talk about budget cutting, but hardly any real cuts are happening. This, despite the fact that revenue projections are dire. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that while some want change, change takes time.
Senator Dan Dockstader is a strong fiscal conservative from western Wyoming, and late last year he predicted massive budget cuts to areas like education and throughout most of the state government. As majority floor leader, he has a lot of say over what bills and issues the Senate will debate. He's also a champion for mineral production and has been focused on doing everything it takes to protect the coal industry. Dockstader says he and other Republican leaders want energy to be a key focus this session.
I don't want to see us completely leave that discussion. Renewables are very much a part of what we're working on, but I think it's important that we not give up on that which makes us a state, and that's the extraction taxes, the minerals there. That's what supported the state for so many years. I'm not ready to leave that behind us just yet.
Neither is his counterpart down the hall, House Majority Leader Eric Barlow of Gillette.
I'm not naive about the challenges that are before us, but I'm not. We just don't surrender. We say, what can we do? What can we do that's prudent to at least maintain, one, the jobs, and with the jobs, of course, that revenue is also available.
This also entails spending a lot of money on various types of efforts to capture and make CO2 marketable. House Minority Leader Kathy Connolly was hopeful that the session would bring about some interesting concepts, and she's been a little frustrated that the state is not trying new things.
Why are we spending money chasing something that we have heard over and over again from high-level economists without any political agenda, that that's not what the appetite is in terms of electricity?
So I'm not sure it's a waste of time.
That's Representative Albert Summers, who's a member of the Appropriations Committee from Pinedale. That committee determines what the spending priorities are for the state. When it comes to CO2, Summers is bullish.
You know, even by the climate change projections, at some point we may have to capture carbon out of the atmosphere, right? On Earth, to get done what we want. So I think some of the things we work on at the university and some things in other processes are getting to that.
The reason they care so much about that is because they are looking for new ways for Wyoming to be a leader. Wyoming is facing a major shortfall in future revenue. And in fact, they'd be having problems now if they didn't have $1.5 billion in a reserve account that keeps refilling. Going into the session, many conservatives wanted spending cuts, and one target was education. There are attempts at cutting back some spending there, but there does not seem to be a huge appetite for that in the House. Of course, part of the reason is that Speaker of the House Steve Harshman is a teacher. Sundance Representative Tyler Lindholm says education spending does need to be looked at to a point. For instance, he does not want to do anything to hurt teachers, and he says he's not alone.
Well, I think that's statewide, right? I mean, most of the folks in my area, I've never had anybody come to me and say, Tyler, these teachers are paid too much. That doesn't happen. What I think we do need to look at is the State Department of Education, and the State Board of Education. We need to look at their role. Then we need to look at the basket of goods. We don't want to cut teachers. We don't want to cut our schools. But we do got to find efficiencies.
They also need to find money. Representative Summers says the forecast looks bad.
So our Craig Revenue Estimating Group that looks at all these long-term projections, they're saying it's out there, that we've got a cliff, that Armageddon could hit sometime after 2024.
Which is why Representative Connolly thinks they need to completely rework the state tax structure so that they have a revenue base in the future.
I want a vibrant future, and I'm not seeing it right now.
She says too many discussions have been on holding the line and not taxing. But what's interesting is that despite the projections, there is a little optimism in the air. For instance, Republican leaders and the governor think a plan to purchase land in southern Wyoming will lead to a payday. Senator Dockstader is also excited about some proposals to enhance state investments.
I think that we give that a little bit more time and use our investments to help structure the budget in the future. We have the right man in the office with Governor Gordon who understands investments to line this out for the coming few years.
Dockstader says thoughtful reductions will continue to be necessary, but he admits he's more optimistic than he was 4 months ago. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.